بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. Beautiful weather, alhamdulillah. The rain is a mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beneficial rain. And just as how the rain comes and touches everything, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy touch every part of our life till we meet Him, inshallah. Ameen. You might have noticed the musalla is a bit back. Said, you know, Maulana, you're eating a bit too much iftar time, so you need to make an extra walk. Jazakallah. May Allah reward you, Muazzin. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move into the 11 juz of the Holy Quran. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very beautiful ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْأُسْرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mercy that comes upon the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who had joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hour of difficulty. So it is mentioned, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu an, someone asked Umar radiallahu an. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu an is narrating, and he said, someone asked Umar radiallahu an, what is meant by fi sa'atil usra? What is meant by the hour of difficulty? So Umar radiallahu an said, this was the expedition of Tabuk. A time had come when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba radiallahu an had once again had to get ready for war, when they had to face off with the Romans. So instead of the Romans coming into the cities of Makkah and Medina, they thought it was a better plan to meet them at the boundary, and Tabuk was not far from there, so they made an expedition towards Tabuk. But it was a very difficult moment for the Sahaba radiallahu an. It was, you know, prime summer, and not only that, they were about to harvest their crop of dates. And this is one thing, my respected elders and brothers, you know, no matter what people say, those people who belie and deny the Sahaba radiallahu an, Allahu Akbar, what sacrifices the Sahaba radiallahu an had done for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You and I, we can spend lifetimes on this earth, we'll never match it. As soon as the call was made, they gave everything. Umar radiallahu an said, on that day, I knew, I thought, I felt I'm going to beat Abu Bakr radiallahu an. So I went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and I presented half of my earnings. He says, Abu Bakr radiallahu an comes in and he gives every single thing that he owns. There was nothing remaining in his home. From a spoon, nothing at all, to a pan, to a pot, nothing at all. He had taken everything, sold it, taken that money and went and given it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? He said, I have left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This is the love and the obedience of the Sahaba radiallahu an to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How then can we as feeble humans try to find fault in them? How can we be people who deny them, who say that they are not Muslim? Na'udhu billah, may Allah protect us from that. But this is the courage and this was the obedience of Sahaba radiallahu an. You and I on the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal will just get a bit excited and then after that it's over. But the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that must be continuous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that love, inshallah. Ameen. So carrying on with this incident, Umar radiallahu an said, the heat was so, and it was unbearable. It was so difficult. Whilst we were walking, and it was, you know, in Arabia, it's a barren land. There's no shade whatsoever. He said, our heads, we were walking like drunks. Our heads were going down, and it was as if we felt our heads were going to fall off our shoulders. So he said, some of them, what happened was, due to severity of thirst, some people, they took the insides of the innards of a slaughtered camel, the liquids, the water from the intestine of a camel, and they tried to quench their thirst with that. Thereafter, they took that same intestine and put it on their necks to keep them cool. And then eventually they turned to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for us. He then mentions and he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam lifted his hands and he barely put his hands down. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal had sent rain to them. And he said it had fallen so beautifully that it was so sweet, that water. So they decided to, you know, to walk a little further to see how far had the rain fallen, and then they realized this was indeed a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the rain only fell in the area that they camped. Subhanallah. So he said the water came down, we enjoyed it, we waited there until every one of us were cool. Now, I just want to point out something. You know, when you make masa, when we're making wudu, we make masa of our nape. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanvi rahimullah, in his kitab titled The Wisdom Behind the Commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says the reason for that is, behind your neck, on your vein over here, there's a vein that cools you. So normally when a person is suffering with fatigue and sleepy, then generally you take a cloth and you put it behind your neck over here. It will, you know, re-energize you. So when we make masah, subhanAllah, look at that. When we make masah and we pass our hands on our nape, we are actually wetting that hot vein, which gives us coolness. And if you can look at this incident here, Sahaba radiallahu anhu had taken that intestine and put it on their neck to keep them cool. One of the wisdoms of wudu, something that we hardly realize, we don't even think about, we just make it and we carry on. But look at the wisdom behind it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. So this was the sa'atil usra. This was the difficult moment that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had. So then he also mentions and he says, we had some dates, but the dates were so old that eventually worms started coming out of them. We had to throw them away. And we had some wheat that also decayed. But the coming of this rain was so beautiful. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, not only did it quench our thirst, but it also filled our bellies. We found that there was no need for food whatsoever. Subhanallah. Something that we think that is only there to quench thirst, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has the power to make it such. Not only will it quench your thirst, but it will fill you. But this is the condition of Sahaba radiallahu an. They had given it all whenever it came to fulfilling the commandments of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did it without hesitation. My respected brothers, this is the month of Ramadan. We should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100% in totality, never wavering in it. And whenever we do obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us do it solely for the pleasure of Allah so we can reap maximum reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Jazakallah.